Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
War is not as popular as it used to be. Sudan's paramilitary agrees to humanitarian truce. Remember the old slogan, give peace a chance? Well, Trump is trying hard to encourage the world to give peace a chance. Tariffs are not popular with Sotomayor and Barrett. The new I Hate Trump tag team on SCOTUS? U.S. District Judge John McConnell, deciding that he is the president and the legislature, ordered that SNAP must be fully funded. Trump admin asks for emergency pause on judge's order. What does Mam Danny's election mean? Nothing. Once upon a time, New York was the birthplace of spiritual revival. Now it cradles Marxism. For New York to vote in a Marxist to be their mayor, it shouldn't surprise anyone. What does yes on Proposition 50 mean? Well, beyond the politics of it all, it means California has been so corrupted by Democrat rule it no longer cares about fairness. I mean, really, fairness and honesty has now been surrendered to party politics. Well, let's do some touch and goes. An illegal from Colombia ran from ICE and hid in a preschool to evade arrest. ICE did not raid a daycare, as they're trying to say. They followed her as she fled from a car they were trying to stop that wouldn't stop, by the way. And when they did finally stop, she jumped out of the car and ran. And the other guy, the driver did as well. And they followed her. They were after her. And they followed her. She ran into this preschool. And she was arrested and hauled off to face what happens when you break the law and then run from the police when they try to stop you. The Democrat representative Mike Quigley in Chicago went online claiming ICE snatched a preschool teacher without a warrant in front of kids. Well, here are the facts. This woman paid to be smuggled into the U.S. with her children. She was approached by ICE and fled. She ran into the preschool where, according to DHS, she was apprehended in the vestibule and then arrested. And according to some parents of students attending the Rialto de Sol Spanish Immersion Early Learning Center, that was a mouthful, she was dragged out of her classroom in front of students. Well, the fact is, the sanctuary cities refused to turn over to ICE these criminals, and as a consequence, they exposed their communities to this kind of thing. They were told that this would happen, and they're inviting it. They want the spectacle. They want the pictures and everything. Just cooperate with the enforcement of our just laws. Meanwhile, the war against illegal drug imports continues. United States military's 17th strike kills three on suspected drug vessel in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, some of Mam Danny's crowd are in public praying in the streets on their prayer rugs, I assume facing Mecca. And it must have been a couple of hundred of them there. It looked like that anyway to me. And an interested American's capturing the scene on his iPhone by live stream. And this Muslim bully finally comes up to him and says, "You can't take our picture." And the guy responds, "Well, sure I can. This is America." And the Muslim bully says, "But you can't take our picture." Look, this is a public event. You're gathered on a public sidewalk in the open air. And according to American laws, we have the right to take pictures of a public event. You're in public, after all. If you want to do this in private, well, take it indoors. But you are on the streets in public making a public spectacle. So what's the problem with somebody sharing your public event with, the public? So this guy attacks the American citizen physically. You can't take pictures of Muslims conducting a public event in Mam Danny's town. I wonder if this will be Mam Danny's first test. Well, we'll see. Friend, with all we know about judges approving warrants to search MAGA patriots and even Mar-a-Lago, here's one that refuses to issue a warrant to the Department of Justice to investigate radical leftist Barbara Wein a retired university professor living in Northern Virginia, who, quote, reportedly posted a flyer threatening and doxing White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, end quote. This lady posted these in Miller's Arlington neighborhood, including his address, and labeled him a Nazi. Yeah, her flyer included a message, "No Nazis in Nova." It included a photo of Miller with a red circle slashed over his face and a QR code linking to an activist Instagram account. Barbara Wein also visited the Miller's residence. Yeah, and at the door did an aggressive gesture, pointing, you know, to her own eye and then pointing at Katie Miller, his wife, and then at her eye and at Katie again, you know, that little routine intended to intimidate somebody with a message, "I'm watching you, got my eye on you." What's good for the Democrat goose is not allowed for the Republican gander. Now, here you go. I'll show this Saturday night for Brain Massage Live, episode number 1006. Can you believe it? About 7 to 8 p.m. is when I'll go on. It's an AI-produced representation of Lady Liberty leaving New York and heading to Florida. It's pretty cute. Oh, and this too. The best assessment I've read on what happened with the recall effort against Newsom in 2003. So I'll see you Saturday on Brain Massage Live. Let's complete my unusually long introduction in this way. The answer for all of this is a return to the house of God. The Bible says the church is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. Sacramento was not the pillar and ground of the truth. Hollywood isn't. Our universities aren't. Disneyland sure isn't. Our public schools certainly are not. Truth does not reign in our halls of justice in this state. It's not in our courts. It's not in our legislature or in the governor's mansion. Jesus set his church in the earth as the pillar and ground of the truth. Before we get our governor's house in order, we had better get back to the church house. Judgment begins there, and he has called upon us to exercise his judgment with his sword in his house. Here's what the Bible says. To reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Any church that tells you doctrine does not matter is admitting their contribution to the ruin of this state, for the falling of the truth of God into the streets. Look, if the house of God does not care about the truth, then the truth is fallen from its pillar into the street for sure. Here's what the Bible says happens when the truth is cast out into the street. In Isaiah 59, verse 14, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." That's the condition we're in here in California. We, the Lord's churches, must take up truth and reset it upon its pillar, which means we've got to start taking it seriously again. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Tariffs are not popular with Sotomayor or Barrett, the new I Hate Trump tag team on the SCOTUS. I don't know. But you know what? Not so fast. There is an important legal question that arises on the issue of tariffs. And here we must pray God will give Clarence Thomas, perhaps even that Chief Justice Roberts, wisdom and how to address it. Well, we would pray all of them would receive the wisdom necessary to address this appropriately. You see, because without malice, I fear Barrett does not have the horsepower needed to see through this from a legal perspective. The problem is on the question of whether tariffs are taxes and the constitutional concern that taxes are under the purview of Congress. From there, we go to the question of whether the Congress intended use of tariffs, as Trump has employed them, in their passage of the IEEPA. That's the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which gives the president explicit power to regulate international commerce after declaring a national emergency in response to an unusual and extraordinary threat. Now, presidents before have used tariffs quite extensively. Reagan also used them in a manner very similar to how Trump is employing them. So what's the court doing getting involved in this? The path is clear here. The president has plenary power to declare an emergency of this sort, and this act, the IEEPA, expressly grants to the president power to regulate international commerce. The SCOTUS needs to refer this to Congress and make no ruling with regard to it. I don't have any trouble understanding where Sotomayor is coming from. But Barrett? Sometimes I think Barrett behaves like a woman scorned. Maybe that's the problem, maybe not. I thought she was a brilliant legal mind coming into the court, who had clerked under Scalia, one of the greatest jurists of our time. But then I've had the opportunity to examine some of her arguments from her chair, her bench, at least those following her support for overturning Roe, which was a good decision. But it turns out, actually, and I've dealt with this in past shows, and I can't go back into it right now, but it turns out, at least in my opinion, she's actually still approaching this thing like a clerk. The path forward on this case is actually clear. The court has no rule to make here. The Congress must resolve the question that's raised by some members of the court, and the matter must be handed to the proper branch of our government to address it. The legislature, not the judiciary. U.S. District Judge John McConnell, deciding that he is both the executive and the legislature, ordered that SNAP payments must be fully funded. Now, Trump administration has asked for emergency pause on the judge's order. I hope he obtains it. These judges who rule politically and not legally, impeding the function of the executive, interjecting themselves into the executive branch, and usurping the legislature, well, they're weaponizing the judiciary against the Constitution. This violates their oath and amounts to treason. Wow, that word sure is getting thrown around a lot lately. If the judiciary continues to be weaponized against Trump and against conservative patriots, well, these liberals, these crazy Democrats are pushing the conservative red states into a position where they'll have to declare secession. You know, folks, Satan wants to tear this republic apart with another civil war that aims to destroy America's founded and raise up from the ashes a Marxist state. We cannot allow that to happen. And so, please, courts, just rule according to law. Okay, my friends, let's take a break. I want to introduce Pornomut Wag, candidate for the Assembly, representing the 37th District. Pornomut Wag outlined 5 things needed to save this state. We've looked at a few of these already. Here's number 4. I would like you to tell my audience what you have to say about the 5 critical issues facing California today.
I think these are the 5 issues that every candidate should be looking at, regardless of what party they come from. The 4th one is infrastructure. We have massive failing infrastructure in the state. You can see it on our roads. The potholes, the roads are in really bad condition. California has over 15,000 miles of bad roads, and about 1,500 bridges need a lot of repair. So we are really in a mess when it comes to infrastructure. We have failing infrastructure, and it needs to be revived as quickly as possible. And that can be done through efficiency and maintenance, and repairs through better technology.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, here we go again. Some wicked devil working in a child of disobedience, trying to lie and stir up trouble among Republicans and divide us against each other and so on. Or it's some conservative, emphasis on con because they're cons anyway, who thinks he, or in this case she, is doing patriots a service by stirring up anger and pressure on the Republican majority in the Senate to toe the line or pay the piper type thing. Or it could be as simple as ignorance, facilitated by a new habit of posting things without dates. I get very annoyed at this new development, I've noticed. Posting without dating the post, or reposting without dating the repost. It causes confusion and some misreporting, actually. I don't know the person who posted or reposted this, but it comes from ZeroHedge.com with truncation. That is, whoever reposted it, truncated it, perhaps. It might hide the date, which would make it no longer relevant, you see, because the Post is alleging that Thune is willing, quote, willing to give Democrats all the things they want, end quote, as Friday shutdown vote looms, end quote. Now, this ex-post received 4,549 views, but it's a lie. How many do you suppose did what I did and ran it down to verify it? Probably not very many. So that's how lies get out there and populate the internet. Friend, Thune is holding firm. The old days of Republicans ready to cave in to socialists who have used force and violence and deceitful manipulation in place of honest negotiation within the rules are, well, those days are over. Thune might have been weak before. I mean, after all, he was a protege of McConnell, the Chinese puppet, and part of the establishment, Aristo Republicans. You know what Rush called the country club Republican? But it appears he has heard the Trump call to save America and signed up for duty. John Thune's latest remarks on the state of the Schumer shutdown are firm. No deal until the Democrats open the government with a clean resolution. But hey, Republicans, I have a question for you. How about you show up for work? Support the 80 million plus voters who elected Trump to take care of returning our nation to common sense and law and order. Is it true that you are lazy and all you want to do is draw a paycheck? Well, I don't think so. I wouldn't go that far, but that is what many are beginning to think. Here's why. All you have to do is require the dirty Dems to do an honest, old-time, old-fashioned Mr. Smith goes to Washington filibuster. Only it wouldn't be Mr. Smith goes to Washington. It would be more like Mr. Benedict Arnold goes anyway, where they have to have someone stand at the podium on the Senate floor and read the, I don't know, Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language. I actually think they should amend the rule to require them to read and to speak something specifically related to the bill that's being addressed. But anyway, and then just wait them out to end the filibuster and then call the vote and be done. I realize the rule now is to stop a filibuster. You need votes for what they call cloture, and that requires 60. But isn't it true that only kicks in if the leader of the Senate agrees to set aside the bill in order to allow the Senate to conduct other business until the filibuster is removed? This was set up to stop the opposing party from just hanging the Senate up so they couldn't do anything. I think all the double track thing or something like this. I'm not 100% clear on all this, but I think this is how it works. It's really something worth looking into. Look, the difference, well, there are many differences between the two parties, but one major feature of the Democrats is they plan and proceed in all of their actions to win. Whereas in the past, the Republicrats, they seemed to have a strategy for losing. In other words, the Republican strategy was always, it seemed, shaped around a fear and expectation of losing. Here's an example. We can't go nuclear on the filibuster because, well, one day they'll win and then we'll be stuck with what we've done here. Do you see it? They're planning to lose. The devils don't operate that way. They don't care. They don't care about anything but winning right now. I know that's short-sighted, and I don't recommend going that far with this, but right now, here's an example. Think about World War II. Ending this filibuster is called a nuclear option for a reason. That war was grinding on and was a meat grinder chewing up and killing hundreds of thousands of our soldiers. And if we did not have the courage to do what was necessary, to do virtually what was unthinkable and drop the nuke on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, well, we'd have gone on and on and on with hundreds of thousands of men killed in the maw of the war machines of that day. And yet two bombs, far fewer casualties, at least relative to the number that would certainly have been killed otherwise, and the war was over. Sometimes it takes a nuke. I think a better option might be to reintroduce a clean bill, and then when it's objected to, don't set it aside. Require them to do a talking filibuster. End the whole cloture rule thing. Drop the nuke. Take this power away from the devil Dems. This brings up another issue. Stupidity always plays into the hands of the party that survives on stupid people, the Democrats. Now, really, God warns us about this in Proverbs 19:2. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And then in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, people who are uninformed are easily duped and controlled. It's often been said that despots like to keep their subjects ignorant because ignorant people are more easily controlled. That's why Pol Pot went through and killed all the intelligent people in the country. I know that being a Democrat or a Republican does not make anyone stupid or smart. I know that. I also know that intelligence isn't measurable by party affiliation. I know that. That's not what I'm saying. However, studies have shown that there is, on average, a 2 to 5 point variance in IQ in favor of Republicans. However, as far as common sense goes, well-reasoned core values, and the ability to present and defend an argument with logical clarity, you don't need a scientific study. You just need common sense and a brain. I mean, all you have to do is listen to any debate between a modern-day liberal and a conservative. All you have to do is listen to Biden, Kamala, AOC, Crockett, or Pelosi for, give it 2 minutes. You simply cannot find a parallel example on the right. It's just the truth. When you have a party devoted to an ideology that contradicts nature, with notions like a man can become a woman, or a biological male can be pregnant, come on. Or that Marxism works for anybody except the state, the people in power, or that you can tax a country into prosperity. You know, and you connect your party to these notions so that party loyalty requires, even demands, adherence to these idiotic ideas. Well, you've got a situation where even the intelligent members of that party are forced to accept asinine notions to protect their party. Anyone who does so betrays a character void of any real substance with regard to a commitment to anything like principle, unless they elevate the principle of protecting the party and loyalty to it above every other moral concern. Well, friend, that is the Democratic Party of today. The one thing they have, though, is a leadership smart enough to know this. Winning only occurs when your enemy is defeated. Defeated. Rush told us that repeatedly. Remember, the left must be defeated. It's not the case that we have a two-party system in which both parties share a common set of values and a shared purpose. Now, the Democrats are the enemies of liberty, freedom, and even prosperity. The two parties have become so completely polarized that there's no common ground between them. The Dems understand this, and frankly, until Trump, the Republicans, they just didn't get it. They seem to have resolved to failure and relegated themselves to be the minority party, which is exactly where California is today. So many have given up faith in their principles. They've sold out their principles for a paycheck. For a long time, Republicans would not make the sacrifices necessary to fight this enemy to defeat them. They always try to work with them and work around them and that kind of thing. Let's call the Senate to the floor for a vote on a clean resolution and require the Dems to maintain their filibuster the old-fashioned way and read their War and Peace by Tolstoy for 24 hours nonstop until they finally have to stop and then a vote is taken and we end this government shutdown nonsense and get on with the business of governing and implementing Trump's agenda, our agenda. So since it's obviously all about a paycheck for many Republicans and probably all of the Democrats, I think Senator Kennedy's idea to pass a bill that does not allow any in Congress to receive a paycheck during a government shutdown is a great idea. He's a Republican, by the way. Lindsey Graham introduced a constitutional amendment in October of 2025 that would require Congress to forfeit their salaries during the government shutdown. Not to forfeit, that means they lose the pay without any reimbursement following the resumption of government. He wants the money to go toward paying down the national debt. That was a pretty good idea. Graham is a Republican. John Husted, Republican. Rick Scott, Republican. Brian Steele, Republican. They all join Kennedy and Graham in calling on Congress to join the other federal employees who go without pay during a shutdown. There are two Democrats that have proposed a similar bill, Angie Craig, Democrat, but she did it in opposition to a Republican shutdown. It's the only reason she voted for it or proposed it. Then there's Eugene Vindman, Democrat, in March of 2025, opposing a government shutdown by either party. So you have 5 Republicans calling for no pay to Congress during a shutdown, no matter who does it, and then with 1 Democrat. And then you have 1 other Democrat who will agree to that if it's the Republicans trying to shut it down. Anyway, Democrats triggered this shutdown, friend. Democrats triggered this shutdown. This is the Schumer shutdown, and Republicans have held their own. But these devil Dems are willing to use the misery of even their own base, their own voters, the people that support them, like lemmings, as leverage, and feed themselves while they starve their own base, trusting that their base is so stupid, they'll blame the Republicans for their misery. So if polls begin slipping a little bit in that direction, well, in the past, just as soon as that would happen, Republicans would fold. But now they're showing much more backbone than before. Beware. members of the Democrat base don't care about right and wrong or principle. I mean, in the main. They care only about getting their handouts. And the Dem leadership, they are just like their base. They don't care about using lies and deceit and manipulation of the misery they cause to beat their constituents and their opposition into submission to them. Those devil Dems, they go into a fight to win, period. Remember how we would complain that our team really didn't care about winning? It seemed that way, didn't it? They would find it seemed any excuse to cave in so they could protect their paycheck. Well, hang in there, team. The Bible uses the word shepherd to identify the political leaders of Israel. Kings, priests, prophets, all of these refer to as shepherds. Listen to what God says to you, wicked and selfish, good-for-nothing shepherds in Congress and in the government today. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds. Thus saith the Lord God unto these shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel, or let's say of California, or of America, that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the people? Make the Democrats own this shutdown. Hold firm. Refuse to yield. Don't be dismayed when they bellow and fume and keep hammering their talking points. Try to make their base blame you, the Republicans, depending on the ignorance of their base to believe their lies. Okay, I need to move forward now and wrap it up for today. What does Mam Danny's election mean? Doesn't mean anything. You know that once New York was the birthplace of spiritual revival, and now it cradles Marxism. But did anyone think New York was ready for another Giuliani now? No way. But after Mom Danny gets done eating the Big Apple for his lunch, feeding himself, I think they will be ready for Giuliani 2.0. Maybe an Elise Stefanik. I think it would be cool, however, if Giuliani rose from the ashes and resumed his place as America's mayor. The answer for all of this is a return to the house of God. The Bible says the church is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Sacramento is not the pillar and ground of the truth. Hollywood isn't. Our universities certainly are not. Disneyland isn't. Our public schools certainly are not. Truth, it appears, does not reign in our halls of justice in the state. It's not in our courts. It's not in our legislature or in the governor's mansion. Jesus set his church in the earth as the pillar and ground of the truth. Before we can get our governor's house in order, we had better get back to Christ's house. Take care of that. It's the house of God, friend. If the house of God does not care about the truth, well, then truth has fallen from its pillar and into the street. And here's what the Bible says will happen. Judgment will be turned away backward and justice will stand afar off. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, brainmassage.net, and find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. That number again is 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.